Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome to Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College. He is Kevin Carver. Kevin, it's good to talk to you as always, sir, and certainly excited to start thinking about the year ahead for the Owls.
Yeah, as we're sitting here in December looking out our window and there's no snow at all, we're already starting to think about the spring sports and how great they've been in the past for the Fighting Owls and the positive outlook that everyone has for this spring coming up as well.
Well, let's take a look at what's ahead in the spring, and then I do want to talk a little bit about basketball as well. But as we start thinking about the spring sports look ahead, you guys have had so much success a season ago when it comes to Maryland JUCO titles, softball, women's lacrosse, baseball, and for all of those programs, there's reason for optimism again this season.
Yeah, there definitely is. Last year, overall, the best year we've had on the field, on the court, since I've been here, and I think maybe in school history, with all the team titles that we won, the conference titles, and the postseason that we had for all of our sports, but specifically the spring sports, had a tremendous step up in competition in some of the sports that hadn't routinely had the championship type of teams. And speaking exactly about the softball team, but also about the women's lacrosse. Women's lacrosse was, they were always close, and they'd always trip up and they'd be second in the conference and then still have great postseason through the region and through the national tournament. But they won their first conference tournament last year. Softball came out of nowhere, and they won their first conference tournament. And just the optimism on campus as everybody's getting done with finals and heading home for the holidays, when they're coming back, there's so much excitement in the air.
Obviously, when we think about the softball team, you have a lot of returning players, but a change at the top in the program.
Yeah, with that great season that we had the last 2 years, but specifically last year, Aaron Clary got a job at a Division III school in the NCAA, actually all the way down in Mississippi, which is kind of from where she's from in Pennsylvania, working in Maryland, and then down to Mississippi. But because of what she did to turn the program around, definitely opened up some eyes across the nation, got her a job. So this year, our new coach is Kelly Sylvester, and just so much positivity and optimism just oozing out of her into the team. And there's so many returning players. I just did a form for them, like a national look ahead form, and there's seven returning players on this team, and there's just so much optimism.
That's tremendous. Women's lacrosse, three straight Final Four appearances for that program, and again, a standard that is expected to be lived up to this year.
Definitely, especially after winning the conference, winning the region, things that they hadn't routinely been doing. They'd been getting to the point where they were runners-up in both of those, which would still allow them to get to the Final Four because of how strong they were in the postseason, but winning the titles. And now I think more than just getting to the Final Four and getting to the championship game in the conference and the region, they're expected to win those games and make it even farther in the national tournament. For them to possibly go to four straight Final Four appearances is amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, it's especially as we talk so much about the turnover when it comes to two-year programs, to have that consistency is really unreal. He is Kevin Carver. He is the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin, one other one, and we're going to talk to Tom Eller a little bit later on in today's show, but the baseball program just loaded with talent once again.
Yeah, and it seems like every year, another totally optimistic look ahead for baseball, how positive things are, and the talent on this year's team. It feels like every time I talk to Coach Eller, whose office is right next door to mine, we got the best team we've ever had this year. And I always tell him, you said that last year, but every single time he's right.
Wow.
And for him to say that this year's team is the most talented team he had, specifically after the last 2 years, it's just, I can't even wait to see them get on the field.
All right, let's think about what's still to come before we get to the spring, however, and that is new year, a lot of home games for the basketball teams at Hartford, and a lot of huge events coming up as part of that home slate.
Yeah, once the new year starts, January 6th, 8th and 10th, the basketball teams are back in action at the APG Federal Credit Union Arena. The 8th specifically is Field Trip Day, So there's going to be an 11 a.m. men's game only, and there's going to be local middle schools coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if anybody's still interested in the field trip day, they can reach out to our athletic office and sign up for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And one on the distant horizon would be Hall of Fame Day on January 23rd. We've got four honorees coming in. Two of those are women's basketball players. And it's the third year that the Hall of Fame has been kind of revitalized by our athletic director, Ken Krasalovic. And I think this one's going to be the best year of the three.
That is tremendous. And let me go back to a second for a field trip day. This is open to kids anywhere, Harford County beyond?
Yeah, we actually got a couple, at least one school coming from Baltimore County.
Wow.
And a lot of Harford County schools coming in, too. They just reach out to our associate athletic director, Donna Grove. She's in charge of the event. It should be a lot of fun. I think we've got almost 300, 400 kids coming to pack the gym that day, and it should be really loud and a lot of fun.
That'll be a really special day at APGFCU Arena, no question about that. What's the best way to get in touch? You know, I'm thinking specifically about, like, maybe someone who homeschools that would say, oh, this is a great program for my kids. What's the best way to get in touch with Donna about that?
All of her contact information is on our website at harfordathletics.com.
Perfect.
Her office number is on there as well, but maybe even her email might be the best way to reach out. She can then send you the form, the online form to fill it out, and just say how many people you think might be coming, and we're off and running.
That's so perfect. All right, let's run down everything that people need to know. We just heard the website, but let's go over the social media and Fighting Owls vision and everything that people need to know about staying in touch with the Owls.
Yeah, I feel like this part of the segment that we do every week is actually working, because then my phone dings throughout the week of new followers for
That's
the
good
Twitter
news.
Account.
That's good news.
Twitter is at Fighting Owls HCC, and Facebook is /Harford Athletics.
Very good. He is Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications. Kevin, we always appreciate it. Have a wonderful holiday. When we come back in, we're going to talk some Fighting Owls baseball. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
For all of the latest in Harford gear, visit the College Store for a wide selection of apparel and products featuring the Fighting Owl logos. Located on the lower level of the Student Center, the store offers the largest variety of Harford merchandise anywhere. And just go to bookstore.harford.edu to view and buy many of those products online. For customized Harford gear, try sidelinestores.com. To create and design gear featuring many different styles and manufacturers, including Nike, Russell, and more, that's sidelinestores.com.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Harford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com or call 1-855-5-DREHER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Welcome back into Fighting Owls Weekly. I am Glenn Clark, and I'm joined now on the show by the head baseball coach at Harford Community College. He is Coach Tom Eller. Coach, appreciate you taking the time, and I imagine even as we are in December and we're thinking about the holidays, you're already thinking about the opportunity to get the kids back out on the field again at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it never really ends. I mean, we just got done finals, so we're finishing up our grades and looking forward to getting everything started back January 11th.
No doubt about that. Give me an idea. When you've had so much success, is that more of an expectation, a burden, a pressure? What is it that success does for preparing for the next season?
I mean, it's not a burden, obviously, but I think it's an expectation. I mean, everyone knows that, you know, the guys that were freshmen last year who want to be successful and do what the sophomores did the year before, it's a burden for them, maybe. I mean, they have to live up to the expectation, but you know, it's really more along the lines of them, you know, having to build up to that, and it's an expectation for us to do as well as they did. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of all three rolled in one, really.
Yeah, I know. I get that. It makes sense that there's a lot. There's good things that come with it, and then there's other things that you say, "Hey, look, this is who we are now, right?" And
it does give them some pressure. But I mean, anything you do that means anything to you, I mean, if you have pressure, it means you care about it. So
yeah.
I think that's important.
I would say that a lot of coaches would describe it as a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
You all led the nation in six different offensive categories a year ago. Is there an expectation that you can be the type of team again this year that can do that?
Yeah, I mean, I've already told them. I think it's last year's team, it was kind of a new system that we put in. This year's team actually understands the system so well that they could teach each other. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely an expectation to not only lead the nation in hitting again, but it's also to do more with it, put up bigger numbers. So, yeah, I think it's definitely doable.
What changes from last year to this year for your team?
Well, we're definitely more deep than we were last year. I mean, we have just more depth overall. We have a lot of dynamic players that can do a lot of big things. But the overall thing is just having an understanding of what we're doing offensively, how to do it, and how to be consistent with it. And I think that because our guys understand it so well, that's going to lead to a lot of success, you know, at the plate.
Tom Heller is the head baseball coach at Harford Community College. He joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, I'm told there's a little bit of a new hitting philosophy in place.
Yeah, it's more about using our lower half than our upper half. I mean, a lot of people think that you swing the bat with your arms or with your shoulders or with your torso. We build up a lot, you know, from our lower half, and it's really, I mean, I say science all the time. It's really just science. I mean, it's biomechanics. So it's actually giving our guys a little biomechanics lesson, you know, while they're actually hitting. So it's nothing crazy. I mean, it's just what the big leaguers do as far as using their lower half and turning fast. So, but a lot of people don't talk about it.
You say biomechanics and it's nothing crazy. It's way over my head, Coach. I mean, come on. But no, I exactly understand what you're talking about. And obviously it's something that at the highest level has been accepted at every level, that you want to look at something and sort of get the most, create the best possible way to do something scientifically, right?
Yeah, I mean, we want to do everything we possibly can to be the best at what we do. Yeah. And, you know, I always tell our guys, I'm always trying to find a better way to do whatever it is that we do. And I feel like our swing, the way we swing now, is the most efficient way to get the most out of our bodies and you know, the most velocity, you know, in our turn. So, yeah, I mean, science holds up in court. You know what I mean?
No doubt about that. All right, Coach, before I let you go, give me a rundown of a timetable now. As we get past the first of the year, when do you guys start doing work? What's it look like as we start headed towards the start of the season?
Pitchers, catchers start January 11th. Position players come back on the 18th. And then we basically go full swing from the 18th all the way up to February 20th, when our first game is against USC Sumter down in South Carolina. So it's going to be jam-packed. We're going to do a lot of stuff on nice days outside. And, you know, hopefully we can get outside. Hopefully the weather stays the way it's been.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we root for that. We root for the way everybody's rooting for him, but particularly for you. We're going to root for more 60, 70-degree days in the coming weeks. Coach Tom Heller, Harford Community College baseball coach, really appreciate you taking the time. When we come back in, we're going to talk to Associate Athletic Director Donna Grove. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Attention food lovers!
While you're at the Harford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's, featuring a great menu including burgers, paninis, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Harford ID or 20% with your Harford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater too. McShane's, really good food.
We have a new player on the field, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And a snap. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know Zero till you've tried it.
Welcome back to Fighting Owls Weekly. This is Glenn Clark, and I am joined now on the show by Donna Grove, the Associate Athletic Director at Harford Community College. Donna, really appreciate taking the time. If you would, for people that don't know exactly what your role is with the athletic department, can you give us a rundown of what it is that you do?
Sure. I am the Associate Athletic Director, and I essentially run the business operations in the athletic department, which includes marketing and promotions of our events, ticketing of our events. I also have oversight of the compliance office, and I'm in charge of some student athlete welfare.
Wow, that's there's an awful lot in there for sure.
There is.
and interesting in particular that you're doing all that at a 2-year program. So you're in charge of student athlete welfare. You get to know them, and then they're out the door just as soon as you try to figure them out.
Yes, exactly. But what's important is that we teach them as much as we can before we send them off.
No question about that. I really wanted to talk to you this week about your involvement and now the program's involvement with the One Love Foundation, because it's something that I've had the opportunity to talk with Yardley Love's mother, and what a wonderful woman she is, and how this whole thing came about. Can you tell us a little bit about how your involvement with the One Love Foundation came about?
Sure. I got an email sometime last December asking for my participation for the screening at the Baltimore Ravens Under Armour Performance Center to view the film. So I agreed to go, and after the film, it was so powerful that I decided that this is something that really we need to bring to our student athletes. We need to educate them on what relationship violence is, and kind of show them, and you know, the signs of what a bad relationship could be,
yeah.
And provide them with resources to get out if they need those resources. So I just thought, even if it's not happening to them, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men experience some sort of relationship violence, that they could help a friend and really see the signs before it becomes too late.
Donna Grove is the Associate Athletic Director at Hartford Community College, and she joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Donna, what you say is so important, and I don't know what the statistics are based on athletic department. Obviously, the story of Yardley Love is so much more pronounced because she was an athlete. She was such a successful lacrosse player at the University of Virginia. But is it more important for athletes in particular because they are physical people in nature to have these conversations?
I'm not sure if it's more important. I think it's equally important to reach everyone on campus. But the important thing about athletes is that they are a community.
Mm.
So sometimes they see things in groups, and to kind of give them you know, the courage to step forward and the courage to say something to others, because they do have that close-knit community, and the teams know what's going on. So I think that is the difference with sports and athletics versus a regular student that isn't involved in you know, group type of functions.
That's really well said, Donna, and I appreciate that. And I think it's the type of thing where the more you talk about it, right, like the more that it exists and there is more conversation, the more difficult it becomes to run from it, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, we've had students who have been triggered during the viewing of the film. So I think that, you know, it might be their parents. It might be an aunt or uncle. It might be a friend, someone that they no longer go to college with. But, you know, I think it's prevalent and it's out there, and the more we talk about it and the more we teach our students what the signs are and how to get that help and give them the resources and the courage to step forward, I think that, you know, we're doing a great service for these students.
I think there's no doubt about that. And I know the website is joinonelove.org for more people to find out.
Absolutely.
Donna, appreciate you so much taking a few minutes for us this week on Fighting Owls Weekly to talk about such an important topic. And really appreciate what it is that you're doing with the students there at Hartford Community College. This presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a wonderful holiday.